Just sitting. A chair, a cushion, even lying down if that is what works best for you. Noticing this body. Noticing the posture. Where are my feet? Where are my hands? My spine. As upright as possible and comfortable. Not achieving anything. Not sitting a certain way, but this way, in this moment. Noticing the breath. Just this breath. Your body breathes all by itself. Nothing needs to be done, changed, critiqued, corrected. Just the in-breath and the out-breath. Gently, gently coming home. Inside the breath within the breath. This is where awareness and breath meet. Just as they do. Nothing perfect or imperfect. Nothing right or wrong. Just welcoming what is. What is moment by moment. Coming in and going out of your awareness. Gentle and precise. Intimate. Not grasping anything or pushing anything away. This is a lovely practice of welcoming that which arises moment by moment. No grasping, no pushing away. No holding on, gently opening up to this moment and this moment and this moment. Perhaps in this moment you notice the busyness of the thinking mind. Maybe you notice restlessness or worry. discomfort, even pain in its many forms, anguish, heartbreak, disappointment, helplessness, or none of these. Just open yourself to the full range of sensations and welcome. Welcome everything. Not agreeing, not condoning, not preferring, simply noticing. This is a wonderful act of compassion. This is being compassionate with and towards yourself. Opening the heart of hearts, for yourself, within yourself. You, the heart, and awareness, they're all just one. No need to separate or delineate or preferring one over the other, or even trying to understand. Whatever arises in your awareness as you listen, both to my voice and to your voice, your heart's voice, just listen. Notice the in-breath. And notice the out-breath. Not making anything happen, not adopting a certain style of breathing, deep or shallow, but to just notice what does the body do. 6-7 times every minute, it seems. Breathing in, bringing in freshness, a bit of light perhaps. Certainly essential to being alive, the in-breath. And then in the heart, a moment of stillness. So fleeting. But the breath does shift from in to out. And with the out-breath, imagine a sweeping out, a flowing out of tension, of worry, of depression, of discomfort, of pain. Not wishing it or making it, but to allowing the entering of light and the exiting of weight, of burden. And seeing all that and more with a clear mind, in the middle of all this muddle, what Zober the Greek called the whole catastrophe of living, the uncertainties, the worries, the stress. There's this clarity, like an opening, stepping out from a dense forest and briefly looking up and seeing the sky among the treetops. Just entertaining that possibility that there is light. There's an opening. There is clarity. There have been moments in your life when you were absolutely clear, when things seemed to be okay, when life felt whole. And then there are times when things are dark and fragmented. Welcome that possibility. We can almost say that certainty. Sometimes this and sometimes that. And what do you notice right now? And you place the palm of one hand over your heart, just gently rest it on your clothing, and through your clothing, feel your skin and the warmth of your body, the relative temperature, and the rising and falling, expansion and contracting with each coming and going of breath. And with this connection, the physical holding, touching, feeling and sensing, there's compassion. Compassion and generosity towards yourself.